Chris, this song actually really reminds me of my mom.
How on earth does Nirvana remind you of your mom?
Well, because she used to call the Chronicles of Narnia the Chronicles of Nirvana.
Where did that even come from? Like, I'm just imagining her putting headphones on her pregnant belly, pumping in Smells Like Teen Spirits.
That is how I turned out this way. Well, speaking of which, Chris, have you ever seen the Chronicles of Narnia?
I haven't. What movie I have seen over and over again is Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, one of the finest films ever made.
I am not a movie rewatcher, but I will do it with TV, which is why I'm very curious as to why we rewatch movies over and over again when we know exactly what the ending is.
Well, hey, let's find out. We've got Rick Paulus here with us, who's done a little bit of research on this topic and happens to have his own personal obsession.
Hey, Rick, thanks for joining us.
How you doing?
We're going to play you a clip of a movie and see if you can place it. Here's a clue.
I am your singing telegram.
Of course. That is the hit film from 1985, Clue, starring Tim Curry and a wide range of other great actors and actresses of the era.
So you're pretty fond of this film. What's behind that?
So growing up, that was the movie that I had just the most access to somehow, that we had a VHS recording of it, and we didn't have cable growing up. And so that is what I would sit in front of the TV and pop in the VCR and just watch that pretty continuously.
And how many times have you seen it so far?
Easily over 100 times.
So what experience are you looking for when you watch this movie that you know the way it begins, you know the way it ends, you know everything that happens in between? What is it that compels you to go watch it, you know, a 150th time?
I mean, the best comparison to use is like if you have your favorite song or something, right? And you put it on because it makes you feel a certain way. There is some science that actually shows that people like the idea of almost being able to create it themselves because they know what's coming up next. And so they feel that they're making it in a way, if that makes sense.
And so we ended up having this conversation with our team after we read your article. And I feel like everyone had a different response. I personally have rewatched the show New Girl countless times, and I tend to do it when I need something that I don't want to pay too much attention to. How engaged are you, you know, when you watch Clue again?
It's no longer about like finding plot intricacies or even reciting lines. At this point, I know the whole all the lines front and back, so that doesn't even matter. And then at some point, it was about like noticing certain stuff in the background, whether it was like wardrobe or how just the movements of some of the actors. But even that was probably over around time number 50 or whatever. And so now it's really just letting the eyes glaze over and somehow just being in this sort of trance state.
Do you think nostalgia is also a piece of this? Are we also craving a chance to look back, maybe remember how we felt the first time we consumed this? Or even like if it's a movie that's made, you know, 10, 20 years ago, looking at things that maybe might not hold up or just happen today.
One of the studies that I get into in that piece was about how a lot of the memories that people develop over their life and like the most powerful memories come between the ages of 10 and 30, and they don't exactly know the reasons for that yet. There's a few different theories. One is just that's like the prime physical condition that most people are in, and so that means their brains are stronger in some capacity, and so that's why they go back to there. But also, that's a time of like great social change throughout someone's life. And so there's totally a nostalgia thing with Clue. If I saw Clue for the first time last week, I wouldn't be watching it on like a crazy consistent basis.
So do you remember the first time you saw the movie and what it was like?
I remember like the living room and the VCR and kind of lying on the ground in front of it and just popping in the video with my feet for some reason into the VCR. And, like, hitting play with my toe.
So what about the experience of sharing, Rick? Have you ever tried to get someone to appreciate Clue as much as you do?
Sure. Yeah, probably once a year or once every few years I'll try to talk whoever I'm around into having a screening. Sometimes it works. And every time I think they enjoy the movie, because, again, it's a perfect movie. there's actually either two kinds of Clue watchers that I found. People that have already, like me, seen it as a kid and love it, or people that haven't seen it that are like, yeah, it's all right. Yeah, I mean, it's fine. I don't know why he's having a Clue party in 30 years after it was made, but yeah, it's fine.
I mean, I understand that because I feel very upset when I have been dying to show somebody something and then you show it to them and you're like, wait, this is the good part. Pay attention. And they're like, eh. My coworker tried to get me to watch David S. Pumpkins, the SNL skit, for about, I don't know, since last year.
What's my name?
David S. Pumpkins.
Any questions?
And then I finally watched it last week, and I was kind of like, eh. And I could see her face fall. I mean, why do we get so invested in making sure that other people like things as much as we do?
That's a great question. Because it becomes a way to show that, like, your opinion is valid or that you have good taste, I guess, in a certain way. And so if you present that to someone as, this is what I think is good, and then someone's like, yeah, it's not as good as you think it is, that's such a damning moment. And that's such a heartbreaking, like, you're putting yourself out there.
Mm-hmm.
It's basically asking someone to marry you and then getting rejected. It's the same exact emotion.
I think it's 100% the equivalent.
So Rick, are you able to enjoy the actual board game? Or if it comes out at a party, are you like, no, man, that's okay. The movie's way better.
Well, the board game sucks. I mean, it's we had fun with it back in the day, but I think that's kind of run its course. The movie, though, it's on a level of quality that you can't really judge.
That was writer Rick Paulus, who is something of a Clue superfan and really put himself out there by sharing that with us. So, speaking of which, Chris, do you ever feel vulnerable like that?
I feel vulnerable all the time.
Well, you are not alone. In our next segment, we're going to hear from people who got really vulnerable and poured their hearts out on mixtapes.
Looking forward to that. And for more, check us out online at wpr.org/entertainus. You're listening to Wisconsin Public Radio.